deaths, except in the case of the really very long ones, and had broken the church into 1,000 pieces, which had then started arguing with one another, and finally turned out Oates, who argued with himself. Oates wondered how far across the desert Bruther would have got if he'd been trying to support Granny Weatherwax. There was something unbending about her, something hard as rock. By about halfway, the blessed prophet might, he felt guiltily, have yielded to the temptation to, well, at least say something unpleasant or give a meaningful sigh. The old woman had got very crotchety since being warmed up. She seemed to have something on her mind. The rain had stopped, but the wind was sharp, and there were still occasional stinging bursts of hail. "Won't be long now," he panted.
"You don't know that," said Granny, splashing through black peaty mud.
"No, you're absolutely right," said Oates. "I was just saying that to be cheerful."
"Hasn't worked," said Granny.
"Mistress Weatherwax, would you like me to leave you here?" said Oates. Granny sniffed. "Wouldn't worry me," she said.
"Would you like me to?" said Oates.
"It's not my mountain," said Granny. "I wouldn't be one to tell people where they should be."
"I'll go if you want me to," said Oates.
"I never asked you to come," said Granny simply. "You'd be dead if I hadn't. That's no business of yours."
"My God, Mistress Weatherwax, you try me sorely."
"Your God, Mr. Oates, tries everyone. That's what gods generally does, and that's why I don't truck with them.
And they lays down rules all the time."
"There have to be rules, Mistress Weatherwax."
"And what's the first one that your Om requires, then?"
"That believers should worship no other god but Om," said Oates promptly.
"Oh, yes, that's God's for you. Very self-centred, as a rule."
"I think it was to get people's attention," said Oates. "There are many commandments about dealing well with other people, if that's what you're getting at."
"Really? And suppose someone doesn't want to believe in Om and tries to live properly?"
"According to the prophet Bruther, to live properly, is to believe in Om."
"Oh, ho, 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 that's clever. He gets you coming and going," said Granny. "It took a good thinker to come up with that. Well done. What other clever things did he say?"
"He doesn't say things to be clever," said Oates hotly. "But since you ask, he said in his letter to the Simonites that it is through other people that we truly become people."
"Good. He got that one right.
And he said that we should take light into dark places." Granny didn't say anything.
"I thought I'd mention that," said Oates,
"because when you were, you know, kneeling back in the forge, you said something very similar." Granny stopped so suddenly that Oates nearly fell over.
"I did what?"
"You were mumbling and..."
"I was talking in me sleep."
"Yes, and you said something about darkness being where the light needs to be, which I remember because in the Book of Om..."
"You listened?"
"No, I wasn't listening, but I couldn't help hearing, could I? And you sounded as if you were having an argument with someone."
"Can you remember everything I said?"
"I think so." Granny staggered on a little and stopped in a puddle of black water that began to rise over her boots.
"Can you forget?" she said.
"Pardon?"
"You wouldn't be so unkind as to pass on to anyone else the ramblings of a poor old woman who was probably off her head, would you?" said Granny slowly.
Oates thought for a moment. "What ramblings were these, Mistress Weatherwax?" Granny seemed to sag with relief.
"Ah, good thing you asked, really, being as there weren't any."
Black bubbles arose from the bog around Granny Weatherwax as the two of them watched each other. Some sort of truce had been declared.
"I wonder, young man, if you would be so good as to pull me out."
This took some time and involved a branch from a nearby tree, and despite Oates's best efforts, Granny's first foot came out of its boot. And once one boot has said goodbye in a peat bog, the other one is bound to follow out of fraternal solidarity. Granny ended up on what was comparatively dry and comparatively land, wearing a pair of the heaviest-looking socks Oates had ever seen. They looked as if they could shrug off a hammer blow.
"They was good boots," said Granny, looking at the bubbles. "Oh, well, let's get on."
She staggered a little as she set off, but to Oates's admiration managed to stay upright. He was beginning to form yet another opinion of the old woman, who caused a new opinion to arise about once every half hour, and it was this. She needed someone to beat. If she didn't have someone to beat, she'd probably beat herself.
Shame about your little book of words.